referred to by the Ramban as a Sefer of Geula. Ramban calls it by its appropriate name. It's a Sefer of Redemption. But how do we refer to it? By the opening words of the Parsha. It's a very, very strange set of opening words. And it's called Parsha Shmos, and it's called Sefer Shmos. Sefer of Names. Of what significance is that? The Sefer of Names? That's the Sefer of Geula? What does it mean? So the Medrash says, Ve'ele Shmos B'nei Yisrael, Haboy Mitzrayma. Rashi says something similar, but here we're going to focus on a slightly different lashon from the Medrash. Shkulim Hein Yisrael Kitzva Shamayim. Nemar Kan Shemos, V'Nemar B'Kalchavim Shemos. We say an absolutely beautiful pasuk in Tehillim, in Psuke de Zimra. And that is, Mone Mispar Lakochavim, L'chulam Shemos Yikra. Kadosh Baruch Hu counts the stars, and he gives each one of them names. Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kishiyordu Yisrael L'Mitzrayim, Manu Misparim Kamahayu. When we went down to Egypt, Kadosh Baruch Hu also counted us. U'lufi Shem Mishulim L'Kochavim, Kara Shemos L'Kulam. So there's something special about God giving names to stars, giving names to Klal Yisrael, and that becomes the name of the Sefer of Geula. Zok de Heligis Vasemes in Shnas Tofresh Lama Gimel, on this Medrash, Nimshalu l'kochavim shebnei Yisrael nivru l'hoyer toch achoshech sheba'olam hazeh, kemo kochavim bo'alayla. That just as the stars shine at night, so too Klal Yisrael, v'zeh inyan Shemos. And that's the meaning of the word Shemos. God gave stars names, he gave us names, and this is a significance. Need a little bit more understanding. What does it mean, the significance of Geula Shemos? So Sfas Emes adds a little bit more. The Sfas Emes says at the highlight of Yom Noraim in Ein Kitzva, we said Shmeinu Karasa Vishmecha. That's particularly in our davening in Yeshiva. It's the highlight Ein Kitzva right before Rav Katz Shlita goes into Keser. Shmeinu Karasa Vishmecha. Our name, it's called and associated with your name. In other words, the shame, the name of every Jew, is supposed to reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And as being B'nai Yisrael, the Banim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a collective Yisrael, if we highlight and we're able to express this shame, then Shmeinu Karasa Vishmecha. And that's our challenge. Our challenge is whether our name could truly reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we don't realize our kochos. We don't realize in every single one of our names is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. You know, they say that there was once an angel that came to three pretty pathetic people. One of them had just hurt his leg, and the angel says to him, what would you like? He says, I'd like to be able to walk well. So he touches him, and he's all of a sudden he's all better. Another guy has chronic back pain. He says, I'd like my back pain to get better. The angel touches him, he's all better. The third guy says, don't touch me, I'm on disability pay, don't touch me. You know what? That's us too. That's us too. We have the shame, and we say, I'm fine. I'm fine. That Shmeinu Karasa Vishmecha, that's beyond. That's beyond. I'm very, very happy with my Proteus name. I'm very happy with Chaim, and B'nai Yisrael, that's a little bit too much for me. Zakhtra Blei Baxt. What was the juxtaposition of Rashi? stars to Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Samach on the Bay says that there was a conflict between the sun and the moon. Both of them were originally Ma'oros Gedolim. And what happened was the Levan of the moon made himself smaller and the stars came out. You know why the stars are so dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which come out at night? Because that represents, Rabbi Avraham Willer told me in the name of Rav Leib Batz, that represents another one Jew being mevat there for another, saying it's no longer Chaim and Yaakov, we're all Bnei Yisrael. Shmeinu karasa v'shmecha. Ad kan divrei asfas emes. And lesson number one is that being counted like the Kochavim is the koach of Klal Yisrael Belayla, and that's the ability to be mevater. That's the ability for us to say that in the face of Machlokis, it's better for us to pull back and say we're all Bnei Yisrael. Because you know what happens? Once Machlokis comes out of the bottle, it's almost impossible to put it back. It's like a genie. It's a genie that's a devil. Once it's out of the bottle, it's very, very difficult to put back. And that means that every single one of us has a responsibility to be mevater. Chazal say that Bnei Korach, even the little children, were swallowed up. You know why? Because once there's machlokis, even the smallest child, the Bali Musar say, are affected, and you can never get it out of them. It'll be with them forever. That's lesson number one from the Sfas Emes. Zokter of Gedalia Oshur, another Havana, in terms of the parallel between the Kochavim and Klal Yisrael. Listen to his words. Ki kol, what was the pasuk that we said in Pesuk Yizimra? Harotze l'shvurei leiv, u'mechabesh la'atzvosam, every single Jew to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dear, and Mona Misbar Lakochavim Lechulov Shemos Yikra. There's a parallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu counting every star. Ki kol koichav yeishlo tafkin miyuchad. V'zem asha omar lekulam b'shem yikra. Every star has its tafkid, and each one of us has our tafkid. Shekol eichad yeishlo shem miyuchad al moira amuhusoy v'tafkid al miyuchad. Our names, now we're going from the Klal of Bnei Yisrael to Chaim and Yaakov, or more particularly, to Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Every single one of us has a particular tafkid. And how beautiful, this is my favorite pasuk in Pesukei Dezimra, how beautiful these words are. And we live it here in the yeshiva, just think of these words. Boine Hashem Yerushalayim, Boine Yerushalayim Hashem Nidche Yisrael Yechanes. Almost all of us here were once upon a time nidachim. We were far away. Bone Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds Yerushalayim, Nidche Yisrael Yichanes, in the special yeshiva, all of us were brought together. And every single one of us came with a certain amount of wounds. Haroifei l'shvurei lev u'mechabesh la'atzvosam. Every single one of us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through his shluchim, allowed us, and we still have to work on, to have the broken heart healed. Mone misper lakochavim l'chulam shemos yikra. And every single one of us has a particular tafkid. And that means, just like the Kochavim, says Rav Gedal Yeshur, project a certain light, so too every single one of us has a particular light in our hands. That's the light, that's your particular shame. And now the question is, how are you going to use it? What do you call an Amish guy shining a flashlight into the mouth of a horse? A mechanic. That's one way to use a flashlight. One way to use a flashlight is a mechanic uses the flashlight. But at the end of the day, every single one of us has a tremendous koach of or that's given in our shame, in our particular koach. Mone misbar lekochavim, every single Jew to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dear, every single neshama is dear. Just last week, I was sitting in the office with David Polster and the Rosh Yeshiva, and Rabina had a beautiful, beautiful mashal. And he said, what Torah gives you is a flashlight. Torah is a flashlight. And you could use that flashlight. Mona misbar lekochav mechulam shemos yikra. That kochav that you are, you could use in different ways. You could take that flashlight and shine it into somebody else's eyes. You could use your Torah and blind somebody. Someone who's not ready for your frumkeit. Or there's another approach. And that is that you could reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and the entire area around could be lit up. Every single one of us has gotten a powerful flashlight. Every single one of us in our shame has a particular koach of or. The question is whether we're going to use it right. And that's our shame. There's shame B'nai Yisrael, and then there's the shame of B'nai Levi. Interesting. B'nai Levi. What does the Pasuk say? It's the Parsha of Shmos. The essence of Geula is the ability for each individual to find his shame through the Choshech in Golus and shine. But what does the Pasuk say? Vayelech Ish mi Beis Levi, Vayikach es Bas Levi. The Parsha that talks about shame and talks about an individual's name. Here, if you look throughout Parsha Shemos, almost nowhere is anybody's individual name mentioned. Amram Yocheved, no mention of their particular name. Vayelech ish mi beis Levi, vayikach es bas Levi. And throughout the Parsha, and Moshe Rabbeinu's name himself is very interesting. It's not his given name. And it's called Shemos. What's the pshat? The pshat is this idea. If you take your name and your particular koach and you shine it into somebody else's eyes, then that's one thing. But there's something greater. And that is to reflect that particular koach in your neshama to the world that's around you. To light up the path for other people. I've mentioned in the past the story that is absolutely, I think, is absolutely awesome. They say that our great Rebbe Rav Nevenzahl Shlita once, somebody was zochet to come into the room where Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Nevenzahl were learning. There was a special room that Rav Shlomo Zalman rented in Shari Chesed that he used to learn by himself, and that was a room that Rav Nevenzahl would go to learn with him as well. You know, everyone, there are certain moments in Jewish history that I wish I had Michael J. Fox's time machine to be able to go back in time. And to see, I would love to have snuck in the room and to be in that room when the two giants were learning together. Anyhow, the story goes that somebody came into the room, and Rav Shlomo Zalman introduced him by saying, "This is my chavrusa." And Rav Nevenzahl Shlita objected, and he said, "No, not chavrusa, Talmud, not chavrusa, Talmud." The irony of it is that that is one of the things that makes Rav Nevenzahl a greater giant today. Rav Shlomo Zalman had many chavrusas. Rabina knows who some of them were, who were big talmidei chachamim. But because he insisted in not being Avigdor, because he insisted as being someone who was an extension Ben Levi, the irony is that's what creates the godless. That's what creates the godless. A shame which is not my own particular shame, but I'm a Ben Levi. I'm a Ben Yisrael. I'm a Ben Yehuda. So the three takeaways of Sefer Geula being Sefer Shemos. Shemos of Klal Yisrael is the source of its Geula. Number one is for a person to say Shmeinu Karasa V'Shmecha, that's Aleph. Number two is to realize that the source of Geula is for a person to tap into the particular Koach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him. And there's a tremendous flashlight HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. and we could use that flashlight and be a mechanic, or we could use that flashlight and light up so many beautiful things around us. But as much as we think we can light up around us from the koach, the prati that Kaddish Baruch Hu gives, the power of Klal Yisrael, the power of Shemos of Klal Yisrael, is that you and I are lucky to be Bnei HaShvatim. And our names are not our particular names. That's the particular koach that we have, but we're able to reflect a beautiful Mesorah. Kaddish Baruch Hu give us Niyati Yishmai. To be able to reflect that beautiful Mesorah that He's given us, and then be zocha to a personal geula and the geula of Klal Yisrael.